from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm Larry Richard, along with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. This headline caught my attention yesterday. Xylazine still ravaging Pennsylvania and moving west. And many people might not know what it is or why it's a concern. And joining us from Gateway Rehabilitation Center is Dr. Anthony Gentile. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate your time. I want people to be aware of what this drug is. So describe xylazine.
Xylazine was developed in the early 60s to be used as a large animal sedative and anesthetic. And I think we have to emphasize that there is no FDA indication for human use of this medication. What's scary is that even though a veterinary license is required for purchasing this drug, it can be purchased online at various sites that aren't even associated with veterinary use. And because of this, there's an increasing need for regulation by government agencies to classify this drug as a controlled substance.
And as I understand, it's showing up more and more frequently in drugs that are being used by individuals all the time. It's not an opioid, but it is often found with opioids. So why is that?
Yes. Xylazine, in terms of where it is most concentrated, it's usually in the eastern United States, and it has been found also in Puerto Rico and Canada. And closer to Pittsburgh, the most common site of use is in Philadelphia. It's also been found in Maryland and Connecticut and New York. The xylazine is it's a very difficult drug to find in that its appearance is it's usually mixed with fentanyl. Let me say that, and because it's usually mixed with fentanyl to extend the high of fentanyl, and it has to be pointed out that not everyone who uses fentanyl is aware that xylazine is present. And in most cases, they are buying this drug not knowing that xylazine is present in the drug, in fentanyl.
Yeah, Dr. Gentile, this is Paul Rasmussen. I'm curious to know, you were talking earlier about that this xylazine being added to, like, fentanyl is, they're doing this because it extends the high, the intensity and the length of the high that they receive from taking the drugs. But what this is, like, we already know fentanyl is highly toxic, and there's a lot of deaths due to fentanyl. I would assume xylazine makes it even more so.
Oh, certainly, because it extends the high. Even if the overdose is treated with naloxone, it is only going to relieve the respiratory depression caused by the naloxone. In the presence of xylazine, the sedation continues, however. And because this sedation continues, these patients are still at risk.
We're with Dr. Anthony Gentile from Gateway Rehabilitation Center. So have we made progress, Doctor, dealing overall with people who are addicted to opioids?
I think we've made significant progress. And the progress can be exhibited in the fact that we're learning more about why addiction occurs. And the more we learn about it, the more we find out that addiction is actually a disease. It's a disease of the reward system in our brain. And people are often asked, why do you continue using this medication or this drug, even though you know that it has significant consequences and often can result in mortality and morbidity, significant morbidity? When we realize that addiction is a drug of the reward system, and these drugs are used because our brain wants them to be used, all the breaks that our brain has evolved to prevent harm to our bodies, all these breaks are dysregulated when it comes to addiction. And the sooner we recognize that addiction is a disease no different than diabetes, no different than hypertension, and has to be treated as a disease.
Have you...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Doc.
I think when we realize this, then our treatments are going to become much more effective. With regard to xylazine, I think there is something that we have to emphasize here. It's not only the respiratory depression that can occur with xylazine, especially in combination with an opiate like fentanyl. It's the occurrence of significant skin lesions that occur with continuous xylazine use. These skin lesions are extremely dangerous. They often result in ulcerations and significant abscesses, which can lead eventually to amputations. So this is a drug that has many more adverse effects than fentanyl alone.
But again, is used often in combination. We encourage people who would like more information to reach out. Gateway Rehabilitation Center is a tremendous local resource. Dr. Anthony Gentile, appreciate your time this morning, Doctor, and keep up the great work.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, and hopefully we can get this message out, not only to the adverse effects of xylazine in combination with fentanyl, but also the good things that are being done by Gateway Rehab with regard to addiction in general.
Appreciate it. Dr. Anthony Gentile.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.